everyone. Thank you all for another opportunity to try to stand.
The Lord just used me to his honor and glory.
If you, I feel weak and unworthy tonight, but pray that I'm able to just get the thoughts out that the Lord has put on my heart tonight. If you get anything, it'll have to come from the Lord. I'm not a brilliant man. Don't want to be. I have nothing to boast about but the Lord Jesus and what he's did for me. I've got nothing better to tell about. Thankful that be a child of God. Know him and forgiveness and pardon of sin. Thankful that in times of trouble that we can call on him. We heard this morning we've got a Savior that when we find trouble and sorrow, we can call on him and he knows exactly. Amen. He's been there. He's suffered it. Willingly suffered. He knows the feelings of our affliction. Again, I'd ask that y'all pray for me tonight. I don't know if it's possible, but my thoughts got a longer scripture reading than my scripture reading. I don't know how that'll work out, but all I know is just try to bring forth what the Lord's given to me. You know, to my scripture reading tonight's going to come from the third chapter of Proverbs, the fifth verse. And I'll read the sixth with it. I've heard Brother Miller comment about this. Another one of his favorite scriptures that, you know, and I find myself having to turn and read this quite often. I think we all should. Third chapter of Proverbs, the fifth verse, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." It says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." You know, tonight it would be easy to stand up here and just say, trust, trust. The old saying that the words are easier than actions. So you can say something a lot of times easier than it is to do. You know, but for us to trust, I thought about that word, trust. And I looked in my topical Bible there, and it said refer to faith. And you know, them are synonymous terms to me. I don't know, somebody more intelligent might could divide them, but trust and faith. Now, how can you trust something you don't have faith in? And how can you have faith in something you don't trust in? Yeah. You know, to trust something, it means to depend on. It means to have confidence in. And to rely on. You know, my thought tonight, I said, was have a longer reading lesson than my scripture reading, but I may get to it and I may not. But my thought come from the 24th chapter of Luke. And it's talking about the Emmaus Road. You know, we all trod down a mess road from time to time. These men were, they were men that I truly believe knowed God, knowed the Lord, had been saved. They were followers of Jesus. You know, it says that they were with the 12 or the 11 there at Jerusalem on the third day when Christ arose, and when Mary run back to tell them that the sepulcher, that Jesus has risen, that these men were with them. And it says then, behold, two of these went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together all these things which had happened. They were eyewitnesses to what Jesus had did, his suffering, his death, and now they've got word of his resurrection. And it came to pass that while they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Said, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And Jesus said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one with another as ye walk and are sad? Many of times that as we walk, sad things happen to us, and we don't understand a lot of things. These men, it says here, and one of them whose name was Cleophas answered unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and has not known the things which have come in these days? And Jesus said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Here it says, but we trusted that it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today's the third day since these things were done. Here it said that these, but we trusted. Was the man really trusting in the Lord, or did they have a hope? I think they were looking for something that they were looking for maybe a earthly kingdom to be set up. It said that they would redeem Israel. I tell you what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross, it redeemed more than Israel. It redeemed the whole world that would trust in him. Amen. And believe in him. You know, oftentimes we may be looking at things wrong. We're all just human. We're flesh and blood. And we may just look at things. We may be misunderstand things. But I tell you what, the Lord Jesus, he goes on in this reading, and he gives us an answer to that. Amen. You know, I'll say this here. I tell you what, the people were looking for earthly kingdom to be set up. He set up his church. But I tell you what, he established a kingdom in heaven that's far greater than anything this earth will ever know. If he had set up an earthly kingdom, it would just been temporary for each and every one of us, because we all have to die and we'll leave this world. But I tell you what, the kingdom that Jesus has set up, it's an eternal kingdom. When the world is gone, his kingdom will stand. And said, certain of the women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not the body, they came, saying, that they had also seen a vision of an angel which said Jesus was alive. Now, I've got good news today. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. You know, and certain of them which were with us went into the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then Jesus said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ have suffered these things and entered into his glory? You know, Jesus had told these followers that what was to come. He told them that he'd be betrayed in Jerusalem. But they couldn't totally grasp it. You know, oftentimes in our walk, things come along and we can't totally grasp it. It kind of shakes us, and we're slow of heart to believe. I don't know. I know that fits me. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, Jesus expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone farther, but they constrained him and saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. And it came to pass that they set at meat with them, that Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave them. It says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did our hearts not burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? You know, I said that we all have times that maybe our faith gets a little weak. We have a hard time completely relying and trusting. You know that I said that these men, I believe, were saved. This last scripture that I read here said that they said, did our hearts not burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened the scriptures unto us? I tell you what, there was a time in my life when the scriptures was open to me. And it made my heart burn. When I was lost, I said that to say this. When I was lost, the gospel had an effect on me. And the Spirit of God opened my heart to that gospel. It revealed it to me as Jesus revealed the scriptures to these men. And it made me to realize where I stood in his sight, that I was lost and undone. And I'm thankful for that tonight, that the Spirit of God does deal with men, women, boys, and girls. And it reveals to them, it opens their eyes to the truth of God's word. But you know, not only did the scriptures do that when I was lost, but sometimes the Spirit of God will take his scriptures, even with saved people, and he'll illuminate their hearts. And it's a fire that burns within their hearts as these two men did. You know, my scripture reading, my thought here is that these men had been with Jesus. but they had, and believe they were saved individuals, but they had hard time fully trusting. Maybe their faith wasn't as strong as it ought to be. You know, I can think of other instances in the Bible. One time, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, it tells about Jesus and the disciples being in a ship, and a storm come up. And they got afraid. And they went and woke Jesus. And Jesus spoke to that storm. And it was still. And Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Ye of little faith." You know, we all have times in our life when it seems like our faith is a little lacking. I know I do. I can think of other instances that Jesus talks about the disciples and their faith. I know I struggle with completely relying on the Lord, completely trusting in Him. You know, as my reading in the Proverbs went, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." I can tell you about a time in my life when I was able to completely trust in Jesus. And you know, even in Ephesians, it talks about saved by grace through faith. And that's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. You know, tonight as we struggle along life pathway, we need to try to trust in the Lord Jesus and rely on Him, depend on Him, have confidence in Him. And you know, if we do that to the best of our ability, He'll add to us the faith that we need. You know, I know that that happened once to me. I got an instant relief from that burden, and that trouble, and that sorrow. When I called upon the Lord, and I put all of my trust, and I relied, and had confidence that He could do what He said He'd do, He rolled that burden away and put a peace in my heart. You know, we see instances in the Bible. I think about the woman that had the issue of blood. You know, she was instantly healed. Jesus said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." You know, but we can think of instances a lot of times in our life or in the Bible and even in our own life where we just have to trust in the Lord and it'll come in His time. I think about Abraham. It, 11th chapter of Hebrews said that he died in faith, not receiving the promise left unto him. So even when things in our life don't look as we expect them to, or things are not going as we thought they would, yeah, we do that. These two men on the Emmaus Road, they did that. Their hearts was saddened because they thought what they was hoping for had been taken away. But I tell you what, they found the answer. And it was through the revelations of God's Word being opened to their heart. I tell you what, just as Jesus opened the Scriptures to these two men's hearts as they walked and communed together, I tell you what, the Holy Spirit tonight will open our hearts and give us an understanding of things. You know, but James says that we have to come to the Lord in faith. We have to come to Him in faith, believing. You know, that's what we had to do when we sought the Lord Jesus for the salvation of our soul. That he that comes to God must believe that he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yeah. Tell you what, that's how it worked for me. I still tonight, Jesus told the disciples one time, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea. I can't stand up here and tell everybody that I don't have trouble with faith. That I don't have trouble with trusting the Lord. But I tell you what, when I can, through His Spirit, He can reveal things to me. And I tell you what, it'll make your heart burn. I don't know where anybody tonight stands with the Lord. I've heard testimonies from most all in here. Easy to say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. I wished I did have the words to tell somebody how to trust. But I don't. But I tell you what, if you'll go to the Lord Jesus with all that's within you, believing, having confidence in Him, and relying on Him and what He did, I tell you what, He can grant you that faith to trust. I can't tell you how to trust. I can't tell you when you trust. But you know what? You won't need me to. God will reveal it to you. I ask that y'all pray for me. That God would give me more faith. Would help me to trust. Lean not to my own understanding. You know, I can see what I am. I might can fool some people some of the time. But I see me. And you know what? The Lord sees me. So I ask that y'all pray for me. That my faith would not waver. I'd be more able to trust in the Lord and what He had me to do. Because it sure won't be in my ability. It'll have to come to the Lord. Tonight as we're here, if you don't know the Lord and the forgiveness and pardon of sin, when He deals with your heart, you'll have to trust in Him. You'll have to depend on Him. You'll have to have confidence in Him. And you'll have to rely. You'll have to completely entrust with all that's within you. And I tell you what, when He does that, when you do that, He'll grant you the faith. He'll do the saving. May God help you tonight. There may be a word on somebody's heart. Maybe something somebody wants to say. Maybe somebody wants to seek the Lord. That's always in order. But tonight, in this feeble efforts. I want us to all remember as we walk down a mass road, things are not always going to be what we think they should be. Sometimes our faith will get shaken. Our trust will be a little low, as these men's were. Our hearts will be sad. But I tell you what, if we'll look to the Lord Jesus, He'll open our eyes to His Word. He'll open our hearts, and He'll give us a better understanding. That when we get low, He'll lift us up and put that burning desire back in our heart. May God bless you. Y'all pray for me. Bill, Brother Wayne, you have a song?
What a fellowship, what a